This article is based on Richard Taylor's The Meaning of Life. There are two standards to assess one's meaning of life, external and internal. Externally, outsiders will judge your behavior based on their experiences and preference. A successful businessman may not appreciate a factory worker doing repetitive and laborious job in exchange for such small amounts of money. Therefore, factory workers' task does not seem meaningful to a successful businessman. Let's take an extreme example from Greek mythology, Sisyphus, condemned by the gods to push a boulder up a hill only to see it roll back down, repeating this pointless ritual for all eternity. We as outsiders might naturally consider Sisyphus's life as meaningless. What's the point of doing this repetitive work without any returns? However, some people may argue that people doing seemingly meaningless work can still have a meaningful life, independent of the outsider's judgment, but derived from the internal satisfaction that they gained during the process. A factory worker could have a meaningful life if they felt a sense of achievement and happiness in their working process despite their small salary. Sisyphus could still have a meaningful life if he enjoys the endless cycle of pushing up the boulder, even though others consider his life miserable. The objective conditions of the factory labor and Sisyphus do not change at all. The only change is their change in attitude towards their work. So arguably, as what Taylor said, the meaning of life is from within us, it is not bestowed from without, and it far exceeds in both its beauty and permanence in any heaven of which men have ever dreamed or yearned for.